I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studio, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Going to talk a little baseball now. I'm joined by David Sampson, CBS Sports MLB analyst, former president of the Miami Marlins. And David, let's start with the home run derby stuff. I mean, it's officially reached slam dunk contest levels because Mookie Betts is saying do something else or take it out. It seems some of the top guys aren't participating. How do you feel as someone who's been directly involved in baseball, obviously? Where do you stand on the home run derby and its relative health?
I think it's critical that the superstars participate. It's disappointing that Aaron Judge is not defending his title. I think Giancarlo Stanton should be there too. I'm glad Bryce Harper's doing it, but again, to make it not obsolete like the NBA dunk contest right now, you need the best home run hitters participating.
You know, and when you look at the dunk contest, David, I could argue, you know, some of the dunks are impressive regardless of who's doing them, and the stars in the NBA are of such a level that so many are household names. Now, there are a lot of great players in baseball, but I think, you know, they could stand to be bigger stars from a recognition standpoint. Do you think it hurts in that way too, that some of the guys they could be promoting doing the most sexy thing in baseball aren't participating?
Well, that's something we worked on when I was in MLB, trying to really make more faces of baseball and more stars. But it's really hard for the players to promote themselves because the season is such a grind and they spend so much time playing and preparing that they just don't have as much time during the season to promote themselves. And it's something that I think baseball needs. It needs more faces. Mike Trout needs to be someone who everyone knows around the world, and it's just not the case right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible, right? Because, I mean, Mike Trout, there are some people who would argue, could go down as one of, if not, you know, the best player of all time. How much of that is, you know, a baseball responsibility? How much is that of that is just where their fan base is? What is your you know, rude explanation for it?
I think that's a great question. I think it's 50-50. I think the league has to do its part, but I think the players have to do their part. And I think that there's so much distrust right now between the union and between the teams and the league. And what happens is you try to do things to help promote your players, and then the players become cynical, thinking that they're not benefiting. But Major League Baseball players get paid so much money, there's so much guaranteed money in the game, that I think they owe it to themselves to really take a bigger responsibility to get out there more. We do so much charitable stuff in Major League Baseball, so many things for communities around the country and the world, and I just don't think we're getting the right bang for the buck, because we just don't get the recognition and the facial recognition that the other leagues get for their superstars.
Robin Lundberg talking to David Sampson, CBS Sports MLB analyst, former president of the Miami Marlins here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, one way to make somebody a star, I guess, is get them on the Yankees, right? And that might be something that some other teams resent, because it does feel like, you know, that's the one true sort of measure to elevating status. You mentioned Stanton before and Judge before. Do you think Manny Machado could be the next guy in that list?
I really don't. We dealt with the Orioles so much when we were with the Marlins, and they're really hard to deal with. Very difficult to consummate a trade. You think you're getting close, and then you're further away. You think you're ready to sign, and then the change is made. I just don't know who's running that team right now. It's such disarray in the front office with Duquette, Showalter, and what's going on with Peter Angelos and his sons, who are maybe running the team now instead. So the question is, will they be able to get their act together to get Machado moved? And will they be able to swallow hard and make a trade like sending Machado to the Yankees in their division, their biggest rival who they're jealous of and have been for so many years? You know, I think it's more likely they'll send him to the National League if they can do anything at all.
The two names I've seen the most talked about, and it makes sense because we were just talking about stars, but guys who have some level of name recognition, and obviously star performance have been Machado and Bryce Harper with his looming contract situation. If you were looking at Bryce Harper on the open market, would you have any trepidation given how baseball contracts are, because they're so long and they're so lucrative, as you mentioned? If it was just this year, I would say nothing. You know, back of the baseball cards, things revert. But he also struggled a bit, relatively speaking, knowing he's a very good player, 2 years ago as well. Would you have any reservations about one of those huge long-term deals when it comes to Bryce Harper?
Well, you're talking to the guy who signed Giancarlo Stanton to a 13-year, $325 million deal.
So no.
After he got hit in the face with the baseball. So I would not have trepidation. Bryce Harper is probably one of the top two or three players in the league, regardless of how he's playing this year. I don't know why his average is down so low. He just mechanically looks wrong to me. His power is still there. His on-base is still there. And don't forget, he's very, very young. So him getting a 10-year deal, I think, is a fait accompli. It's just a matter of where he goes.
Yeah, just 25 years old. You know, since you brought it up, I'm sure you've talked about this sort of thing ad nauseum. But with Stanton, what was it like for you to see him wind up in a Yankees uniform and see what's going on with the Marlins in their current regime?
Well, seeing Stan in a Yankee uniform gives me night sweats, and I'm out of the game. So that tells you that. But I think the Marlins did what they had to do. We had a great team we put together, but we just couldn't win enough games, which is why I'm on the radio talking to you as a CBS sports analyst and not as the president of the team. We just couldn't figure out a way to get our that great outfield we had. And after Jose died, it just, everything fell apart, sadly. But I think for me, what the Marlins are doing makes sense. In baseball, being in the middle is the worst place to be, and we were stuck in the middle for what seemed like an eternity. So either you're tanking or you're trying to win, and you're seeing that this year with all the teams in baseball. Everyone's trying to stay out of the middle.
Robin Lundberg talking to David Sampson, CBS Sports Major League Baseball analyst, former president of the Miami Marlins. Now, you know, I was talking about the NBA earlier, and the growth the leagues have, but one of the criticisms is only a few teams can win. That's not really something baseball has, because even if there are a few teams that are stacked beyond the rest, the nature of the sport almost doesn't allow that. How many teams do you look at and legitimately think could win the World Series this year? You got to believe there's at least three, you know, or four in the American League alone.
Yeah, I mean, it's the American League seems like the Western Conference in the NBA right now. It's going to be an absolute bear for either the Astros, the Yankees, or the Red Sox, or even the Mariners to get out of the American League. And I think eventually, in the NBA, when getting out of the Western Conference can be so hard and you think they're going to be tired for the finals, in Major League Baseball, I think the American League will prevail in the World Series. They're just so good, and they're going to have to keep playing well all year long. When I think about the Yankees, Red Sox, if one team runs away with the division, all of a sudden they can get fat and sloppy in September. But the Yankees and Red Sox are going to have to play hard throughout the entire season, because the second-place team is stuck in a one-game playoff where their whole season could end. So winning the division really matters, which is what we wanted when the second wild card came to be.
So you're happy with the structure of that, because I there might be some bitter Yankees or Red Sox fans, if they're in a one-game playoff, who say, hey, we were the second best team in baseball, but second in our division.
Well, don't be bitter. Just win your division.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fair look. I like it. I'm not one of those guys, because it to me, it's naturally compelling. Like, baseball's not supposed to be, you know, a one game playoff, but it certainly adds to the drama. And I think that's the kind of thing that helps with a casual fan.
There's no doubt. When you think about March Madness in college basketball or the NFL playoffs, something about win or you're out makes things very compelling. So the one-game wildcard playoff, I love. It is unfortunate that you can work hard for 162 games and then be done in 2 hours and 35 minutes, or maybe 3 hours and 35 minutes. But therefore,
we got to work on that pace of play, too.
Exactly. So therefore, take every game seriously throughout the season, because a win on July 14th is just as important as a win on September 14th. And that's the key, is you've got to stay focused an entire year, and it's pretty hard in baseball to do that.
David, I appreciate the time this morning. Fun conversation, man.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.